This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or mensteeclinic.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Down to the final 5 seconds. Rats rain down. Lord Stanley staying in South Florida. Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Camp Twitch and YouTube. This is the 9 o'clock hour in Arlington, Firehouse number 1401 West Main, brought to you by Whataburger, Fraser Roofs and Gutters, and Firehouse Movers. Thanks for being a Tolo that stands for turn it on, leave it on. And feels nice out here. What do you think of the turnout so far?
Very nice turnout. This is like an easy one, kind of very centrally located in DFW. And the breeze. The breeze is phenomenal.
Yes.
And I was worried, you know, every time we do a Firehouse, I'm always worried, like, is the sun going to come in right in our face and fry the computer, right? So I was, like, positioning ourselves. But today, overcast. Very nice.
Overcast and breezy.
By the way, is it me or is the sun up at, like, 5:50 every day now?
Yes, it is. I thought it was going to rain here for a second.
Yeah, looked like it.
But, yeah, when we're walking into work, it's starting to come up.
I'm like, what the heck?
The Florida Panthers leave absolutely no doubt. Beating down the Edmonton Oilers 5-1, back-to-back championships. You guys are not labeling it a dynasty yet?
I'm not yet, although they have now been to three straight. Now, they lost the first one, but you know, I think obviously if they win one more, I'll put it in that category. Even if they don't win one next year, if they win another one in a couple of years, I'll still maybe put it in that category. But this is a phenomenal team. They're well-built. They made amazing trades, you know, to get guys like Kachuk, obviously. And then they got Marchand. I think they traded for Reinhart, too. Like, they've done such a great job of getting these guys together. And they did something very gutsy. They were the number one seed. They won the President's Trophy. And they got bounced, I think, in the second round. And they're like, you know what? We're not built right. How many teams... Could you imagine how many teams? Could you imagine a 70-win NBA team? Could you imagine a team that is the 105-win Major League Baseball team saying, you know what? We just won 105 games. We didn't make it out of the division series. We got to completely gut and redo the roster.
That's what the Orioles should have done.
Yeah,
and
right?
Now they suck.
Yeah,
so.
And that's what Florida did. I mean, it was gutsy what they did. And it's worked out so well for them. And they are the blueprint. They're the blueprint. And... they broke the Stanley Cup last night.
They did?
It fell on the ice, and it cracked, and it's got a huge crack on the side of it in the cup. Yep. So no one's drinking beer out of the cup tonight.
If they are the see, it's interesting because, like, we had this discussion about the Chiefs and the 49ers before, where the Chiefs were winning the Super Bowls, but people kept talking about the 49ers as the blueprint because they felt like what San Francisco did, you could replicate. You could build like San Francisco did. You can't get Patrick Mahomes necessarily. So is Florida, like, Florida is something you can replicate? That's not just they've got whatever
right.
They've got?
Like McDavid.
Yeah, they don't have McDavid, right? But they've got gritty, tough players. You could do that. You've got to make a gutsy trade. So, like, if the Stars this year said, we want to try to replicate that.
And they didn't make their trade.
And they did. They did make their trade. But they got to get tougher, you know? Like, the Stars were to go out this offseason. And I don't know how they're going to do it money-wise, but they signed Sam Bennett, who won the Conn Smythe. And, you know, they trade for Brady Kachuk. Then you've revamped your team. You're still great, but you've got toughness and you've got guys. This team needs guys that have won cups. Go up, go look at, you know, look at Florida, man. I mean, they've got guys that have obviously, they know how to win. They know how to win. You know, right now the Stars have two. What, they've got Tyler and Miko. They're the ones that have won cups this day. I don't think there's anybody else. You know, but Florida also went out, so they got Marchand this at this trade deadline, right? They also got Seth Jones, right? I think they got Seth Jones this year, and that's Popeye's kid.
Seth Jones.
He's from
Is he for real?
Yeah, he's from here. So he was like, I think he was the first. He was projected to be number one in the draft. Nathan McKinnon went. Colorado was going to take him, but they took Nathan McKinnon instead. Good pick. Seth went like fourth. Barkov went second. He plays for Florida that year. But yeah, that's Popeye's kid, and he was one of the first ones out of this area to be that highly picked.
Now that we have all become, by the way, Brett Boone is going to join us live at 9:20. We have another concert ticket giveaway this segment for you turning it on, leaving it on. Now that we've all become hockey experts like Choppy, I want you to tell me the favorites for next year's Stanley Cup. Ooh. The favorites from Bet Online in Vegas.
Florida.
No.
They're going to late. Marchand's a free agent, so is Bennett. So I don't know. Let's go Edmonton.
Edmonton is at 6-1. Florida is second. Then?
Stars.
No.
Winnipeg.
No.
Colorado?
No.
Carolina.
Carolina Hurricanes are plus 750. Then the Dallas Stars at 9-1, followed by the Avalanche at 10-1. Vegas, Tampa, the Kings, Devils, Toronto. So the Stars.
Did you mention Winnipeg in there at all?
Winnipeg, no. They're 22-1 right after Toronto.
Why did you guess Winnipeg then?
Well, I mean, they had the best record.
I guessed Winnipeg. I'm screwed.
They had the best record in the sport. So
he forgot what he guessed 20 seconds later. I love it.
This isn't so much of a brain as it is a filter. Okay,
that was the thing that Choppy's always been guarding against.
All right, so there's the Stars, 9-1 odds, fourth best next year heading into the season. Let's hook you up right now for turning it on, leaving it on.
And I am crazy for loving you.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call on number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival on July 5th at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas. That's call on number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Game 5 of the finals is tomorrow night. Shams Charania said that Tyrese Haliburton was supposed to get the MRI to determine the severity of the strained right calf. So while we have a couple of days in between to react, people are wondering, you got trade talk, you got Kevin Durant. We have said multiple times, other people, why are the trade possibilities more entertaining than the finals, which have had really bad ratings? And now that was an article and a topic that came up. Why is Adam Silver allowing what the other leagues hate?
Yeah, this is something that I thought was interesting. It was done by Michael McCarthy over at Front Office Sports. But he had basically asked the question that, look, when you watch the NFL, how does the NFL approach things? They always say, respect the day, respect the calendar for the NFL, respect what's going on, where we want the attention of the football world on what we're doing.
Yeah, Jerry.
And this is totally different with the NBA and the way that they approach things. We've got Kevin Durant chatter going on, like you just mentioned, the whole time. Indiana literally made a trade yesterday. Indiana traded a draft pick yesterday. And it's like there's this level of that, like what McCarthy's argument is he says, when you look at the way the NBA does things, they have to start cracking down on their teams and saying, you guys can't do this.
I agree.
You cannot talk about off-season topics while it's not the off-season. You can't start forcing issues. If you want to get things in order, fine, but you are not going to start stealing the news cycle. As they pointed out, they said, get up. The day, but like leading into game five. It's game five in the NBA Finals. It's 2-2. It's a big game coming up. Get up. They went 40 minutes before they referenced game five of the finals. But they talked NBA.
Like KNC.
They talked NBA during the first 40 minutes. It was just all about Kevin Durant and other stuff relating to the league.
Yep.
And it's like the NFL would never stand for this. They would never let teams take the spotlight like this.
It's dumb business.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, it's kind of like us saving show topics. It's like, okay, we can get away with saving this topic, less prep work. You're going to talk about, like, let's have Kevin Durant own post-finals media coverage.
Yeah.
Own more of the news cycle.
Yeah.
Don't let them
stretch
take
it out.
The finals and then hit. Yeah, exactly. Like, this is part of the reason why this league has popularity issues, because they mismanage it, because they got a spineless commissioner.
But hang on. Isn't their marketing the best?
Their marketing is probably the best in terms of social media. And naturally, the sport lends itself to branded players more than the NFL and MLB do, because MLB, it's individual at-bats that constantly cycle. NFL, they've got helmets on, and it's a team game. NBA, it's ISO, it's cool, it's, you know, look at all these, you know, shoe brands and different things like that. So in theory, they should have even more of a leg up, and they don't have an excuse to struggle like they do.
All right, I'm just thinking out loud here. Can you make the argument that since you're in the finals now, and you have more people consuming your product now, so there's more eyes and ears on what you're doing, that you have a greater chance to reach more people by having news come out this week?
Yeah. I mean, that's a plausible way to state it, is that in order to get people and get – the problem to me is
– I agree with what you're saying, though. Like, you spread it out. Like,
I understand.
Because
2 weeks
from now, we're talking
– because we get fear. I think you call people out, too, when A-Rod signs his deal.
Yeah.
And Jerry makes his move. Mm-hmm. And it's like – you're being right. We view that as selfish, and not letting the teams who actually earn their championship appearances get the attention.
A-Rod opted out in the middle of the World Series. Colorado,
yeah, but I hear your argument. I don't know if First Take viewers will turn them off after the finals. Maybe they will.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, and the article points out in Front Office Sports, they say that, you know, there's oftentimes a lot more attention paid to the NBA offseason and acquisition season than even the finals. Like people are, there's more discussion about that. So all you're really doing is pulling from the finals, which are already struggling. I don't know that there's eyes on the finals that would then be pulled in by that.
Well, speaking of viewership, another win for Caitlin Clark. She makes her return from injury, 7 threes, 32 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds,
like,
as they beat the New York Liberty. And we now have the end result of no Caitlin Clark when she was hurt.
We do not have a league. We have a player. And I want everybody to recognize that. So we had, remember the Chicago Sky played Indiana without Caitlin Clark. The tickets were around $18. With Caitlin Clark, games against Indiana and Chicago have hovered around $120. Angel Reese still played in that game. Angel Reese is not, if she was,
and they got blown out.
They got blown out. It's not anything close. It's not a league. It's a player. The entire league, ratings across the entire league dropped by 50%, more than 50%, while she sat out with an injury. If anybody else in the league was as big of a draw, the ratings wouldn't drop by even 10%. So Clark made a return on Saturday. The third most watched WNBA game ever. 2.2 average, peaked at 2.8. I mean, that's...
Yeah,
what was
it's
that?
Obvious.
That's a really good Sunday night baseball game.
Wow.
On ESPN, that's a really good one.
Now, look, I know that this is the obligatory, especially for me, crap on Angel Reese moment to rub it in her face, but I got to give Angel Reese some credit here. She's trying to trademark the phrase...
Me bounds.
But she stole it from the internet.
So, but she's making. Willing to make fun of herself.
They came up with
off missed shots, right? Getting her own boards off missed shots.
Yep,
that's funny.
She goes, me bounds, rebounds, key bounds. She goes, I'm getting them all.
Okay,
they're all mine. That's a likable move.
By the way, Caitlin Clark helping the ratings didn't do S to help her last night, as she got assaulted basically on the court. She got bodied down to the ground. She got poked in the face. They still don't like her out there. They are still smacking her around.
Let's check in with our hump day buddy.
Hey!
Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach, joins us live on the Home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ next.
Comes lighter and the pitch is lobbed in the air to right field. Garcia moving back to the front of the track at the wall. It's gone. That ball had a lot of carry off a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Perez goes oppo, and it's 3-0 Kansas City in the first.
Royals take the opener 6-1 on this radio station. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby out at Firehouse Number 1 in Arlington, joined by our Wednesday buddy, Odyssey Baseball Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, they offer the professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. And Brett is also host of the Brett Boone Podcast. So we are right down the street from wherever you're staying. And I would like to know how you've become familiar with DFW. What have you gone out and done, or what have you noticed about your new home that we know so well?
Well, I'm close to the ballpark, so I've got a great little place they set me up with. Let's see. Off day, my wife's in town for the week, so on the off day, I went to a little place in Fort Worth called Little Cowboy Town. What's it called?
Like a restaurant?
No, but it's like a little city.
Oh, Stockyards?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Stockyards.
Stockyard. Stockyard. So that's what all the...
Did she like to smell manure?
No, you know, she at first she said, well, Brett, the girls, you know, the wives of the coaches and the players, they said, they told me to go to Dallas and go to this place. I said, anyone can go to Dallas. I said, wait till the girls come to town and you guys can go to Dallas. I want to go to the Stockyard. She said, who told you to go there? I said, well four guys. She said, exactly, guys. So anyway, we went there, and she ended up having a great time. She goes, actually, this is kind of cool. So we took a, you know, I did all the honeydews. I got jumped in a horse and buggy, took that trip, got on a bull, watched the bulls, had a nice lunch, checked out the John Wayne Museum, got a half a haircut at Supercuts, and then fled the scene, went to the cleaners, and came home. That was my off day the other day, so I'm really living it up here in the Arlington area.
Are you downing barbecue, or I know you said the spread with the team is insane.
It's insane. So I'm so spoiled at this point. You know, going to steak dinner's like, huh, what do you mean? I have that every day.
That's awesome.
So, you know, my whole life I've been from my childhood, you know, growing up with it.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
With Dad being in the big leagues, and then my career, I've been in the big leagues my whole life, but they've, like I said last week, they've upped their game even from my past two lives that I've experienced it. So yeah, the food hasn't been a problem, but yeah, I still, the wife needs me to take her out to a nice dinner once in a while, even though I said, honey, I have nice dinners every day. So
Brett Boone joining us here on 105 through the Fan, Rangers hitting coach. All right, so last night, guy like Seth Lugo, you played mm-hmm. in the same era. I played with Jamie Moyer, just threw slower yep. velocity than the rest of the league. Located his pitches, mixed them up well. Lugo, he throws much harder, but like you know, a lot of guys are throwing much harder than 91 these days. Is that just difficult for guys to see when they're used to going up against just blazers?
Well, no, and yeah, the velocity's up a tick from my generation, but it's not up as much as people think. The guns are different. You know, all I could do is the eye test for me from the side, and I can definitely tell it's up a tick from when I retired from the game. And yeah, there is a lot more velocity consistently in the bullpen, and I see that. But pitchers are pitchers, and I don't care about velocity as much as location. And you just saw Seth Lugo. He's just, you know, and I said it before the game. I said, this guy is very unpredictable. I said, you know, he's just a pro. He's just a pro. If he gets you out one way, it doesn't mean he's going to stick with that one way, which makes it unpredictable. Most guys, and I would say throughout my career, 9 out of 10 guys, except for what I call the dudes. The dudes are the guys that, you know, the DeGroms and the Evaldis and those type of pitchers, the Garrett Coles, those are the dudes. When they get you out, or if you get a base hit in a certain way they pitched it, that doesn't mean they abandon that way of pitching. They might go right back to the well because they're playing chess with you. So Seth Lugo is one of those guys, and I said it before the game, he's going to be unpredictable. We're going to have to take care of business when he's in the strike zone, and if you don't swing at strikes, he will not throw you a strike. And he put on a clinic last night. Some days like that, it had a bad feeling from the beginning. Kansas City jumped on us a little bit. We just won 7 out of 8. And that's why baseball is so tough. And you just never know. You're not going to win every single night. I tip my cap, great pitching performance. I'll tell you what, the Chicago series to me was telling. It was the Chicago White Sox, and everybody knows they haven't, you know, they don't have the best team in the league. But I'll tell you, we ran into some pretty darn good pitching with Chicago, and we did what we had to do to win games, and we won all three. And I told the guys, I said, you know, sometimes you got to find a way to win games. It's not, you know, coming off of Minnesota where we scored 16 runs twice. Yeah, that's great, but that's not reality that you're going to go out and do that every night. The good teams are the ones that find a way to win the tough ones. And we faced some tough pitching in that White Sox series. We came out, found a way to win all three. I think that's the sign of a really good ball club is a ball club that does that. Because the mediocre ones, in those tight games, they lose at least two of them. So that was a positive sign. You never like, you know, last night wasn't our best night. Chalk that up. Just file that one away and start fresh tonight. Try to win another series against a tough Kansas City Royals pitching staff. They're pretty darn formidable, and not only in the starting rotation, but in that bullpen too. We're going to have to go out and create some runs tonight, and I think the guys will do it.
When you see a weekend where the team's not hitting with runners in scoring position, I think it was like 4 for 22 right. in one game. Do you even worry about the stats of that, or is that something like your average with runners in scoring position? That's going to even out over time.
Yeah, I don't look at the actual stats, but believe me, I'm watching the other night, and I'm going, that's like we've left 15 on now. We've left 19 on now. Bottom line, obviously, at the end of the day, is winning the game, and we won that game. But I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we've left a lot of guys out there lately, and it's not a concerning thing. It's something that kind of ebbs and flows with the course of a season. When you're hot, it seems like whenever you get a guy out there, somebody's coming through and knocking him in, and when you're not particularly hot, you're leaving them out there. So no, that's not something statistically I get caught up in. That's something as a player, and I know what it's like as a player. I've been on teams where you're going through a lull where you're not, you know, people start to talk about it. Well, with runners in scoring position, you're X, Y, and Z. Now all of a sudden everybody starts thinking about, oh, there's a runner in scoring position. That's what you don't want to get to, is start putting that individual pressure as a player. Just because I got a runner on second, I got to drive him in. And usually you go backwards when you do that. So, yeah, it hasn't been the best lately, but I don't worry about that from a statistical standpoint.
Osuna's been up for a couple weeks now. You've gotten a chance to be around him. He got his first RBI last night. What's in general just been your thoughts on him, his approach, and where he can improve after these first few weeks?
Osuna, what a good kid. I mean, I just love his preparation. He's just one of those guys. He's got that friendly face. He comes into the cage and he almost says, "Hi, Mr. Boone, how are you doing today? Are we ready to hit?" You know, it's kind of very endearing guy. But a really good approach, wise beyond his years. You know, sometimes I forget how young these guys are doing this at the big league level. You know, I remember when I was 22, 23, I got to the big leagues and how hard it was and how much I had to learn. And I forget sometimes how young these guys are. You know, when Ozuna's like 22 years old, Evan Carter's 21, and sometimes I have talks with Evan, and I said, "Evan, you're supposed to be a junior in college right now, and you're doing it in the middle of a big league lineup." That's tough for me to even conceive, because when I was 21, I was just getting drafted and just signing. So I have to take that in consideration. I think Ozuna, I think he's got a real bright future. Unfortunately, sometimes when you're young and you get called up early, you don't get the at-bats. And lately, Ozuna hasn't been getting the at-bats that he got when he first came up here, just because circumstances change. And the bottom line is we got to win games. And when our guys are healthy, he's going to kind of be an extra player right now. So it's tough not only being that young and learning at this level, but especially when you're getting in there once in a while. It's good to see him get a big hit last night for us, the only run we scored. So I think the future is bright for him.
Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone joining us here on your home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ, brought to you by Granger for the ones who get it done. Jim Bowden, a fellow media colleague of yours talking baseball, said there's
my
some
GM,
whisper-
my old GM.
Your old GM.
Right. Yeah.
Also, you'll feel very comfortable answering this question.
Yes.
As Jim suggested that this could be it for Boach with the contract up. This is the regime who brought you in. You getting any feeling from Bruce Bochy that this might be it?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, I've been friends with Bruce for a long time, and I remember when he walked away from San Francisco and kind of recharged his batteries and took care of some personal business. And I remember talking to him during that time. And then I remember when he gave me a call and he goes, "Booney, I'm going to do it again." And he went back and won a World Series. So no, not at all. I think Bruce right now is in the fight. You know, he's grinding with the rest of us through some tough times we've had this summer. And, you know, my 5-6 weeks that I've been here and the good times. Like I said, we're just coming off winning 7 out of 8, lost last night, try to win another series, be our 4th series in a row. But he's in the grind right now. And the last thing we've talked about or anybody's talked about was the future and what Bruce is going to decide. I think most importantly, the unbelievable career that he's had to this point. I think he'll when he's done, he'll make that decision. But that's been the last thing on anybody's mind down there in the clubhouse, is talking about Bruce and what he's going to do in the future. All he's worried about is winning this year.
What do you know about Bubic tonight going against y'all?
I've watched a little bit of video. I see an ERA that's pretty low. I see a guy that's trending to go to the All-Star game. Actually, I just got off the phone with my brother and said, "Yeah, we got Bubic tonight. He always got good stuff." He goes, "We beat him up a little bit." And I said, "Yeah, your team that's scored 5 runs in the last 7 games beat him up."
That was the last runs they scored on.
I hope you're not getting offensive advice from Aaron right now.
You know, and that's the thing. I placed that call this morning on purpose because I've been watching, and I said, and because I remember we were going through, I think we lost 4 or 5 in a row. Aaron called me, and they were rolling. And he's like, hey, how's it going? And I said, how the hell do you think it's going? So I had to return the
favor. Yeah, he did.
I know it's been scum. And that's what is so unbelievable about baseball, and especially at the big league level. This Yankee lineup for all years kind of been on point and just like a well-oiled machine offensively. And then all of a sudden they run into five or six games in a row where they can't score a run. So that just tells you it can happen to the best offenses. I've seen it on our side with a talented bunch that, let's not forget, won a World Series about a year and a half ago, this same group. And I've seen them score 16 runs twice in 72 hours. And I've seen us get shut out and score three runs in three games. So that's just how it ebbs and flows. The name of the game is the long run and just wins and losses. And we're going to be just fine. We're going to get Corey Seager going in the middle of that lineup. It's great to see Simeon being back to that high caliber, all-star caliber player that he is. And I feel good about this. I think we got one of the best defenses in the game. Healthy, as good a formidable starting rotation as it gets. We're getting healthier in the bullpen as the summer moves on. And this offense is very capable. So I think all those things together, this is going to be a playoff team. But it just goes to show you, on the offensive side, the best of the best can struggle. So, yeah, that's why the call was placed to a young Aaron Boone this morning.
Great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate it. Have fun with the wife in town and go get him tonight.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
The great Brett Boone, Odyssey Baseball Insider Rangers hitting coach, brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. I heard Kevin Hagman was talking some smack about one of us.
What?
Yeah. Now, apparently they didn't learn from us versus G-Bag. They're going to learn today in Crosstalk with KNC after this. Let us crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece as we are out here, Arlington Firehouse number 1 with the Hump Day Edition.
It's the windiest spot we've had, isn't it?
Welcome wind though.
It's been nice. It's been breezy, but from 6 a.m. we've been having to hold papers down pretty consistently.
Okay, let's head on over to the studio.
Hey guys,
are you on the fan cam?
This computer's video is broken. I'm there. But
what was the saying you hated yesterday?
If you're on time, you're late.
Mm.
Corey?
Which is that the phrase? I thought it was to be on time is to be early.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or Men'sTeaClinic.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No, it's, yeah, well, that may be one, but on the famous one that I know is if you're on time, you're late.
Where's Corey?
I'm here, guys.
Corey's here.
Hold on just a second. I'll be there in a second.
He's in a tank top, so Corey's, I don't know late. If he's self-conscious about that. He shouldn't be. He looks great.
A tank top?
Hell yeah, that's his dream outfit for the radio.
Yeah, Tim, that is
Collins
true.
Collins doesn't even underdress that much.
Just wait till you see what I have prepared for y'all on the day before July 4th.
Oh, are you going to wear the Will Ferrell American shorts?
Just wait.
Look at Corey in the Fred outfit from the night show.
Oh, do you see what his, what's that as your name there, Corey? It says, Sean can't hit as hard as his partner.
God.
I was listening to the show.
That's
so
good.
I was just trying to be part of the show, guys.
Man. Kevin, I heard we got some business to settle.
What is this alleged thing that I said or did?
I got the Tolo snitches, baby. I got
let's hear the
there.
Audio.
Something with G-Bag? I don't have the audio. Something with the way I yell at people, and then you did try to take it back a little bit. What was that about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Wow.
I believe you've been lied to.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. This source does not lie. Comparing the way you yell to whoever they were talking about.
Yes. Okay, that I do remember.
I don't know how that works.
But I don't remember who we were comparing you to. Oh, it was Philly Radio, because they were like, why the hell? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, that's Philly Radio. And I said, or sometimes Sean Sharif.
Oh,
wow.
Do you think that is an inaccurate description?
Do you think I'm like the number one yeller on the station?
No.
Me or you?
Is he yelling or talking loud?
Bobby
no,
talks
yeah,
loud.
Like when you were the high-low thing the other day, when you're like, shut up!
Yeah.
And we'll get those a little bit. Yeah. It used to be Mike. Mike's
yes,
gone
for
now.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't think you yell in the Philly sense. The Philly sense is in like, what did they say up there? I don't know.
Yeah, G-Bag.
My dead grandmother. My dead grandmother.
Hey, yins, whatever.
G-Bag can't yell as much. It's tough to get that hype, you know, while on a half a gummy.
While baked.
Oh, my gosh.
Just suited out of my.
You know, Kevin, you got a pretty high pitch delivery.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I yell by far the highest pitch.
I did not think that was a particularly inflammatory comment.
Nah, I don't think so either. Corey, what is coming up today besides triceps?
Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah, well,
what are you wearing on your feet? Are you going full summer mode? You got sandals?
Yeah, we got the flippy floppies on today, boys.
Is that flip or is that flop? Which one is that?
This is Flojo's. I don't know. My mom gave
it to me. Now,
Corey, run so fast.
What will you honestly think?
Well done.
If Bob McKay walks by with some very important clients, the general manager of the building, and they're all in suits, and you are sitting there like, what will you honestly think?
I'll tell them it was supposed to be tank top Thursday, but we're off on Thursday, so it'll be tank top Wednesday today, and that's just how it is during the summer. Mr.
Are you wearing
McKay?
A swimsuit too?
Not today, because all the swimsuits are packed for next week.
That's his dream.
Yes.
Tank top, swimsuit, flip-flops to work.
Yes.
Where are you going?
We're just heading down to Galveston. My mom, rented a house down there for the whole family. This is the first time we've ever done like a whole family trip. So
can
really
you
excited.
Well? Can you well, Galveston?
Well,
no.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel right.
No.
Can you?
How many people are going?
No. Let's see. Nieces, two nieces, sister, husband. Wife, my three kids, my
man. That's why you're going to Galveston. Yeah. Galveston, because you got 38 people going. It's a place you can afford.
Yeah,
38
it's super
people.
Cheap. Yeah,
I like the tank top and the goatee. He does look a little bit right now like the stereotypical like jerk stepdad in a coming of age Rob Reiner flick or something.
You gotta just get rid of the bottom goatee and just handlebar that mustache.
Hey, why'd you kid all cause so much trouble?
You gotta do.
Why aren't you in school?
Yeah, lifting weights in my garage while also drinking some Miller Lights.
Oh, or riding one of those old-timey bicycles with the big wheel.
Yeah. You know, Kevin, you're giving off the impression that, you know, Corey just wants to dress like a bum all the time, but he doesn't.
No.
He dresses the nicest
of all of us. Misinterpretation. Yeah, ask Corey. I am the number one supporter of him dressing exactly how he wants. I have told him to embrace his dream. Sean, who am I to tell anyone how to dress?
Hagee, are you wearing Duke or Star Wars shirt today?
Duke.
Okay, I knew it was one of the two.
Sean, there was a time that I remember Choppy said to you, he said, your happy place is your backyard. It's your pool. And I was like, man, that's true. And since I got the pool, that's where I enjoy being. I enjoy going back there. All my neighbors are like 56, 60. They're all older, you know, retired people. All they do is walk around in their swimsuits and tank tops all the time.
I told you. I support your dream.
I'm like, that's what I want. I want to wake up every morning whenever I'm done doing whatever. I want to wake up, walk out onto a deck, and look at water. That's all I really want to do in life.
Amen. I'm in the pool every day. I call it shower time, but
it's disgusting.
So does my middle son also. He's like, yeah, I took a shower, jumped in the pool. Yeah, no, you didn't.
Yeah. That chlorine takes at least a layer of skin off.
You smell like an onion.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Corey, what's coming up?
We do have Bruce Bochy joining us today at 12:30, so maybe. We will ask him all the questions y'all just asked Brett Boone.
About the retirement?
Call it a day.
Yeah, Brett Boone said earlier on our air, you're about to retire. Your thoughts?
No, I don't think Brett said that at all.
He said
please
he's
don't do that.
For your job. Your thoughts.
Are you going to ask him? Have you asked him?
I don't think so. We can.
It's a report.
Yeah.
Is it a report?
Bowden said the chatter in league circles is that Bruce Bochy will retire at the end of the year.
Do we have to also mention that Bowden ruined Mike Bassett's career? Or no?
Did he make him throw 81 instead of 83 or something?
Oh no. Surely Mike's told y'all about his thoughts about Bowden before.
We know he doesn't like him.
Yeah. I think we know Mike's thoughts on everything. What else is coming up?
That's a good point.
Is this the season Josh Smith becomes an all-star right at 10:20? Kevin's been vying for it all year long, and I've been against it the entire time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is one of those where I'm like, I just don't think, but he keeps proving me wrong every step of the way. And
Kevin,
who's the make or break player for the Cowboys this season at noon?
Kevin, are the Panthers a dynasty yet?
I really liked what Bobby said this morning because we always do kind of put dynasties with certain players a lot of times.
Yeah.
And the idea that, what was the line that you used, Bobby? It was the same players over a three to four year span.
Three championships and I said about 7 year span. The same core players winning three titles in like around 7 years.
And I was kind of curious about that, Kevin. Okay, let's say you win two championships with a group that's aging out.
Yeah.
And then your coach sticks around, that core leaves, and you get a new young core, and they win a couple championships within a five-year span. That's the coach's dynasty. Like, that's his dynasty, but it's not necessarily the team's, right? Because that core is different.
So 05, 06, 06, 07, Mavs lose the finals, and then they were a 67-win team. They get bounced from the first round. But let's say they would have won the title those 2 years. The radically different team in 10-11 that played Miami, would that be that team was a dynasty since the roster was so different in 10-11?
Wouldn't you say yes, though, because that was the Dirk?
I probably would. I just know other people might say, well, that's a Dirk thing then. That's not the team as a dynasty.
I hear what you're saying. I understand the logic of you got to get three to really be counted as a dynasty. So, I mean, it looks like the Panthers are on the cusp of it, but right now they're the team that won two titles in a row, because I don't really think of the Penguins necessarily as having a dynasty,
right?
And they won back-to-back.
Yeah, like Chicago, they had like three. You got to win three.
That makes sense.
Because, you know, if you...
Did the Patriots win three in a row ever?
Patriots won three out of four.
They won three out of four.
Yeah, not three in a row.
But they won six in like a 20-year span or whatever. Yeah, because, like, you know, if you have to win three in a row, then the Cowboys of the 90s aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Three in a row is a little bit too high of a
bar. Three in a compact set of time, yeah. Bobby said. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and there's also tiers of dynasties.
Sure.
You know, like there's mini dynasties. Like, you know, three of four, that's a mini dynasty, I think. I don't know. I'm trying to go back. The Bulls, six of eight is a dynasty dynasty.
Hold on. Then did the Patriots never have a real dynasty? Did they have two mini dynasties? Because people like to throw out this nonsense that they had a dynasty for 20 years. They didn't win the Super Bowl for 10 years. They had two distinctly different runs.
Yes. Yeah, they did. They really did. But, you know, I think when you have 20 years in the NFL of sustained success like that, and you roll out and you win, you know, six titles in basically 18 years, I'll put that in the dynasty category. You win a one out of every three.
You don't think they just got lucky? That's what the Cowboys tell me, is they just got unlucky that they didn't win.
That's right.
Those playoff games.
I can't remember who said it. Somebody said if you take Brady's career and break it up into three segments, you'd get three Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Like, if you look at his titles and the stats he put up.
I would disagree with that because I don't think there's any way that first run is a...
His Hall of Fame career, if you did 07 to the end of his career, that's two. That's legendary.
I'd buy two, yeah.
All right, Arlington, y'all gave it up. Firehouse number one. Thank you. Tolos represented. Thank you so much. And we'll see you at the next one as well. It's the KNC Masterpiece next on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.